What do Israelis who are following these events in Gaza make of them? Joining us from Jerusalem is David Horowitz, who's editor-in-chief of the English-language Jerusalem Post. Welcome back to the program, David Horowitz.
Thank you.
We hear from a lot of Israeli officials that what's happening in Gaza, those who support the disengagement, is painful, but in some way necessary. Does that describe what you're hearing from ordinary Israelis?
I think that Israelis are very conflicted. I think that probably what I would estimate is a minority are very opposed to this, but they're opposed with every sinew of their being. And there's probably a majority of Israelis who are supportive of it, but in a kind of lukewarm sense. I think they are concerned at the perception that Israel is rewarding terrorism and the unarguable Palestinian sense that it is what the Palestinians would call armed resistance and what the Israelis call terrorism that has driven Israel out of Gaza. But that Israeli majority, I think, also believes long-term that it is in Israel's interest not to be in Gaza, that there are demographic arguments against staying in Gaza and may also be security arguments. But probably the demographic argument is quite strong.
Over the years, many a resident of a West Bank, or Gaza settlement for that matter, has told me in perhaps not so few words, I am an embodiment of what Israel's all about. I'm here to return to the land of the Jewish people. I'm working the land. I'm settling it. Does the average man in the street in Tel Aviv see the settler as, you know, there but for a couple of decisions go I, or is it a different kind of creature?
It's a very complicated question. I think that there's definitely a chain that runs from the early secular pioneers of the resurrected modern state of Israel in the 40s, even before the establishment of the state, and then the 50s and the 60s. These were pioneers who drained the swamps of sovereign Israel and went and built in forbidding and unlikely places. And now, as you say, you have people in the West Bank and Gaza settlements who are pioneers in a similar mindset. Where that chain or where that link breaks is that for many Israelis, especially the Jews who went to live in Gaza, went to a place where really Israel shouldn't have been pioneering. I think there's much more debate in Israel about parts of the West Bank, which are more central to the biblical, religious, Jewish narrative. Gaza is probably the furthest away from mainstream consensus in terms of a place where Israel should be permanently.
To what extent is this a conflict between, broadly speaking, religious and, broadly speaking, secular Israel, or is that much too simple a scheme for describing it?
Well, it's only part of the story. That's the best way to answer that, I think. I think there are the arguments that say, leaving aside the religious debate, there's a very strong argument, by the way, from left and from right, that says, Mr. Sharon, you're rewarding terrorism. On the right, they say, therefore, we should never leave Gaza. And on the left, they say, therefore, we should be doing this with a partnership, in agreement with the PA, Palestinian Authority Chairman Mahmoud Abbas. So that is a component of the anti-disengagement critique. But added to that, certainly, is the religious divide over this. And you have an anti-disengagement struggle that has, as one of its central slogans, urged Israeli soldiers to disobey their army commander's orders and follow the orders of certain rabbis, not very many, but some quite influential ones, who have said there is something un-Jewish, that you're breaking Jewish law in relinquishing this territory. And that is a dispute that reaches deep into the fiber of Israeli society. It strains this near impossible relationship that has always existed in modern Israel between the secular democratic imperatives of the state and its partnership with religious Zionism, with Jews who saw a religious imperative in the reestablishment of Israel as well.
David Horowitz, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you.
David Horowitz, speaking to us from Jerusalem, where he is the editor-in-chief of the Jerusalem Post.